Today, we're going to take some time to visit with Boone School Superintendent Julie Trepa. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Absolutely. Good to see you.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. It was quite the week for, first of all, the Boone School Board did meet, yes. And then the next day, we got swatted.
We did. Yeah. Would like to not go through that again. But, you know, so thrilled with the response times from our emergency personnel and law enforcement. Could not be happier with that. Our staff had been well trained, you know, couldn't have had a better outcome. So
the best would have been not having to do it at all, probably. But at least, you know, things seemed to work the way you wanted them
work.
And
we were able to follow protocols, and the protocols worked, and it went very smoothly. And, yeah, I prefer not to have to use them, but and it was a good practice
and
run.
And not to worry the parents.
It's disconcerting to even have to think about. So yesterday was something we would not want to repeat. But given the situation, we were happy with the response times. And
we got, well, let's not do that again right away.
Exactly. Let's not.
We even did some tests and things like that. It did go quickly. So
Yeah.
Well, we do have, a pretty busy meeting. You actually had a pretty long meeting. We did have, one of the first things up was, when we take a look at the calendar? Yeah, because people are wondering, tell us about the calendar. We built in snow days, but
we did.
Not enough.
Then we had more snow days than what we built in. But what we had originally said is where we ultimately landed as a board was that we are utilizing the built-in snow days as scheduled, and then the extra snow day that we would have tacked on to the end of the year, we're still tacking on to the end of the year. So May 30th is the last day of school. It is an early release day. The Friday prior will be all day long. So, So that's what we landed on. This is what we planned on, and this is what we'll do.
So we made it. Well, and I know it's one of the challenges. The staff were wondering about some other things and stuff like that, but the boards, you still have a number of board members that like teacher contact days.
Absolutely.
They do.
Well, and our students, even though it'll be a shortened day, there is something to be said for that time together before you leave for the summer. I mean, kids miss their friends in the summertime, and it's a great opportunity to have some closure to the end of the year, if nothing else. So,
well, we did have we got that done, and our calendar for the next year is there. But you have fewer snow days.
We only have two So we'll have more tacked on at the end of the year potentially. So if we can avoid snow days, we won't have to do
we'll,
that.
We'll do what we can. That's always the way. Got your audit report in. New audit firm this time, and again, things went pretty well. Had again, the audit committee, because of timing and everything else that was going on, didn't quite have a chance to get together and review it. But
we had we have a deadline with the state, and our auditors just finished it, so we have to turn it into the state, and we will still have our committee meet. But normally, we do that in a different order. It's just the timing of receiving the audit was
And that's a committee, a volunteer committee that you have. Made up of a lot of CPAs.
We purposely have a lot of CPAs on that committee so that we have another set of eyes looking at the audit to make sure that we have just another set of eyes and make sure that the school district's being responsible with our dollars and doing so accurately.
So, again, I imagine they'll give it a thumbs up.
Board
adopted, board accepted again, subject to still having it go through a review. So that'll be one of the things. All right, let's talk a little bit about career and academic planning. We've got some updates. Dr. Janes gave a presentation on it. And again, refining what really has been started and working towards that, the graduate.
Yeah, we're really trying to make that portrait of a graduate come to life now. So it's one thing to have the competencies set aside and another to have students not only know what they are, but to actually apply those skill sets. And so Dr. Janes talked about how our sophomores and juniors and seniors were doing the resume writing and the mock interviews and having those experiences as part of that academic planning post-secondary. those are skill sets that they're going to need regardless of whether they're going the college track or the career track, and that will be part of the artifacts that they will submit in their portfolio to demonstrate mastery of the skill sets for portrait of a graduate. So yeah, just creating those portfolios. The students in eighth grade this year started that process, and we'll continue that. And again, the more that our students understand why they're learning what they're learning in school and how to apply it in the real world, the better. So
it's one saying, because I know everybody always thinks right of edge right away, but this is all students.
This is all students.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think in the last couple of years, you've heard Lindsay Hyman say edge is for everyone, because we believe that work-based learning is for absolutely every student, regardless of whether you're college or career bound, because our students nowadays will switch between those. And
sure,
we don't want to have them limited in what track they may want to follow based on their experiences. So this is for every single student will leave the, high school having had those experiences of mock interview, resume writing, job applications, all of that.
All the practical applications.
All the practical applications.
I can remember like a few, quite a while, okay, many decades, it seems like, years ago. But when they started taking a look at career, career focus, and even at the elementary level, what you're looking at, and then starting to go in that direction, this really puts it more in real terms.
It absolutely does. And again, the more our students can see the meaning behind what they're doing in school, the more rigorous their learning is, and the better they're able to apply those skill sets.
So we got the, it's pretty cool, folks, if you get to see it.
It really is.
A little bit about summer school, because I know people think back to when we had summer school, and we had all kinds of for elementary all the way up. But we're focusing on high school for
summer
school.
We're really focusing on summer school for high school. We have the credit recovery for students who maybe need to recover credit work. Our 8.5 for students transitioning into the high school that might partake in that opportunity, and some of our students who just need some extra time to finish their graduation requirements. So mainly high school, summer school. We did have a conversation at the board table about why not all of those other things. And really it boils down to what has the most greatest impact on our student learning. And we've discovered over time that while we have some fun activities, they maybe didn't reap the benefits of academically that we were hoping.
So, but the credit recovery, those, I mean, that's been, that was the focal point in the beginning too for it, and that's, we've gotten back to what summer school was for Boone.
Yes, it's back to recovering your credits essentially.
You'll get there. You will.
Yes,
we will. Ensure we'll that do you what we can to help you graduate. Is what we're going to do.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
We do have. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about buildings. Good. Right now, gymnasium. I'm thinking we're pretty close to.
We're very close. We still have the mats to get put in. I had an email today about getting that scheduled. We are at that year mark. It's been a year, but we will get this accomplished. And as soon as those mats are in and we've done our punch list, we can have our open house. I just really want that scheduled. I'm really happy for our students, the facilities that we do have in that gym. Also happy to have it completed. So
I know, and so is Brent.
Yes, yes, we will be thrilled. So
it's
we're coming closer.
A variety of things, but I mean, you know, here's what we envisioned. This is what we wanted. Mm-hmm. These are the colors we wanted.
Yes,
this is what we want.
Yes, and we got the colors right this time, so we should be good to go.
Out at Ledges,
yes,
we know what the playground will look, folks. If you get an opportunity to see. It's pretty cool. Again, you got to remember, we're talking pre through first grade, right? Preschool through first grade.
It is pre-K through first, and the playground is built for that age level. And that's the best part, that is developmentally appropriate. We'll have one playground that's mainly preschool and one that's for the K-1 students. And there are some really cool things on the playgrounds. They'll have the rubber surface, that rubber solid surface on each of the playgrounds. I think what surprises people is how much it costs now. It's $667,000 for the playground that we're going to be getting. The vast majority, $575,000 worth, is coming from Pearl funds, which our community has supported that we people want to have continue.
Yep, people remember you did vote for that.
Yes.
And again, I know the legislature's talked about it, but we're one that does make use of it.
We are one of the ones that make use of it. So if you have people asking, well, why does your district have this? It's helping to pay for this playground. And without that, that would have had to have been part of the bonding. And so we were able to not bond for that because of the Pearl money that we're going to be able to use.
The amount that you have available is just not quite at the 667
it's
level.
It's not. But we've been saving. It's because it's not a large amount every year, but we've been saving for it. And so we'll utilize that those funds along with some saved dollars, some sales tax dollars to complete that project.
And for those that wonder, Pearl funds, again, you'll start saving up again and use it for another.
As long as we still have it.
Yeah. As long as it's still there, bigger it might be resurfacing the track or it might be something like
it has to be something that our public and the community also uses. And that's why we like those funds so much, because it doesn't just benefit the, our school district. It benefits our community.
So again, that's what it's there for, and that's what we're using it for. I do like the playground.
Yes.
And yes, they do cost a lot. I think people may not realize it anymore.
Yeah.
And you just can't put in. So one of the questions they ask is, why don't you take the old playground equipment out of Page?
Yeah. So some of the equipment wouldn't meet the safety standards, first and foremost. And
it's been there a while,
And even if they currently, in their current state, would meet safety standards, once they're moved, oftentimes they won't meet the safety standards. So that is the main reason, is that they wouldn't pass safety standards. And safety is a priority for our district. So.
They've been there quite a while.
Yep.
A couple of other things, change orders and things like that went along pretty well. But all in all, moving along pretty
quick. We are moving along well, and we have not wavered from that substantial completion date. And so that's exciting to me to see all of this clipping along as it's supposed to. I don't want to revisit the gym situation. Yeah. So, we're still doing quite well.
Same with Crossroads, too.
Crossroads as well. And if you've been by Crossroads, you can see, windows have gone in. You're starting to see more and more happening. As spring comes in, you'll see more and more activity. There's some activity that's been going on inside that you can't see. But, we're substantial completion still on time for right now.
Kim and Barb keep driving by.
They do.
Check what's going on.
And this week has been a great week for our road. So hopefully we can continue with this weather so that the road can continue to have progress as well. So that's going well also.
I know one thing people will ask me and say, well, how are they going to move students in and out and back and forth? And I said, they've got a plan. They just may not have told you yet, but I think you're starting to get that information out to parents, people that have already signed up to have students at Legis.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why we need people to register by the end of the month, because we want to be able to let people know what routes they're going to be on with transportation. And there is, in and out of our school, we have a lane just for buses and a lane just for cars. And it's going to be a lot easier than the current situation at Page and Lincoln. That I can guarantee. So.
All right. So, again, for those parents that are registering, the general public, you may not know yet, but if you're a grandparent that picks up kids or something like that.
Make sure the kids are registered so you are in the transportation.
You get in the loop on that, too. Let's talk a little bit about the certified budget.
Sure.
Looks, Paulette brought out all the numbers and everything else, and you're going, we're looking pretty good here.
We're looking good, yeah.
The Boone District happens to be one. I've always called it student rich, value poor.
Yep,
and
it's
accurate. Yes, we are. There are others that are even more so challenged. I know Madrid's one, too. I call it again. That's it. But we've got other districts close that are just the opposite.
Absolutely.
So we're one of the things we get to deal with then is the actual value per student. And so we rank, 270?
285th.
Okay.
In the state, yes.
Out of 327 schools.
Or 20, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're at the bottom.
Yeah. In the meantime, we've got the things put together, and it looks pretty good. So what are the big benefits here we're going to be seeing, folks?
So the big benefit is that our tax rate will go down over $2 per thousand. So that's going to be a big benefit.
I remember Dr. Melhouse saying, this is where we were like 10 years ago.
Yes. So you know what, Jim? I don't remember the exact dollar amount. If you have it, you can say it.
$16.55.
There you go, $16.55.
Down from $18.65.
Mm-hmm. So if you recall when we were going through the bond issue and we said we absolutely would not be raising taxes, this last year we decreased taxes by 32 cents per thousand. This year it'll be over $2 per thousand. So not only have we not increased taxes, we've decreased them. So we're excited about that. At the same time, we're getting all of these projects done.
So, and again, we get, yeah, that's the big thing. We're getting those things taken care of that we've been working on. And going to refinance or take care of some early bonds and get some other things
paid
for.
Pay it off early and save some more money. You know, we're into saving money whenever we can. So that was another thing that we did on Monday night, too, is have that resolution hearing set for paying it off early.
As fast as we can.
Yes, we do.
Let's see. We've got obviously a few other things that are going on, too, within the district. But big thing. Oh, I know. We did recognize... was it Nicole, right?
Nicole Palmer. Yeah.
And here's a staff member that agreed, as Mr. Winters explained it, she agreed to take a different position and has really excelled with this. She might be stuck there now. I don't know.
Yeah, she was with her second grade team and enrollment-wise, which is, again, another reason why we ask people to register, because we want to make sure our staffing is accurate, and we didn't have as many students coming into second grade. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, then, she wanted to stay with us, so she was willing to take a special education position, and she really has excelled. She's gone above and beyond in that capacity. She was able to remain with her team that she was used to working with, so we just wanted to honor her for going the extra mile for the sake of the kids.
All right. Before I let you go, got to let you encourage people to once again go vote for Lucy.
Yes,
Lucy
please.
Hansen.
Please vote for Lucy. She's a finalist and, you know, a national finalist for this internship opportunity. And it would be phenomenal to have someone from Boone be the winner of that particular contest. Yeah. So please, please, please go vote for her.
We got, I think there's a couple of different places where there are links available for it, too. Out of the EDGE program, and once again, the opportunities that...
She's the only student from Iowa that, you know, she's representing Iowa at this point. And so, yeah, please go vote for her. That's coming up at the, you know, in April that they're going to have the decision. So
early part, you have... And if you go vote, don't worry, they keep track of your computer. So
yes,
you're not
going
to get to vote extra time.
So. No.
The other one is, I think you have some of your EMT students that are good. I mean, they've been going through the process with the fire department, but I think they're doing what, ride-alongs, even down in the metro.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's been great to have the EMT apprenticeship and our CNA apprenticeship get started this year. I mean, it's exciting to see our students excelling while they're still in high school in their potential careers. Okay. So,
getting ready for all our spring activities, too.
We are, and it's, there's a lot happens in the spring. Right. So,
I appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us. Give us an update on what's been going on. Thanks
Absolutely.
So much.
Thank you.